So, I'd recently met this really cute guy at a wedding, and he seemed like a normal, fun person. So when he asked for my details, I gave them happily. When he called and asked for a date, within the day of meeting, I thought, yes, this should be fun, and he doesn't play any games. Yes, I'm winning. So of course, I'm really excited, because like the queen bee herself, I see it, I want it. As the day of the date, right, I get dressed and head to the venue. I'm about maybe 10 minutes late for the date. Whoops. So, even though I'm late, I know I look fine. So it's cool, right? And I'm like really apologetic and everything. And I walk in and I look around and this dude is nowhere to be found. So then I call him and I'm like, yo, where are you at? He's like, oh, he's stuck in traffic. I'm like, really? On a Sunday at 6 p.m.? Anyway, I bumped into some friends and we got to talking. So I forgot why I was even there in the first place. An hour later, this dude shows up. All apologetic, so kind of let it go. But not really. Because 1 whole hour, are you all right? So the first part of the date goes okay until it's time to order. And I hear the guy go, yo, how much is it? At everything on the menu. And he's shouting across at the waiters. We chat pleasantly, but he keeps on being rude to the waiters. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? That's like strike two for me. Finally, the bill comes. And even though he ordered everything himself and drank over one bottle of wine by himself, he gets angry at the waiters and starts complaining very loudly about the price of the bill. And I'm like, you better watch yourself, bruh. So dude gets up to go and get cash, but he comes back and he's still angry. He throws the money down on the table and grabs the remaining half bottle of wine. And he says, I'm not going to leave this for you, lot. I'm going to go and give this away to my little cousin. And I'm like, why are you like this? So I walk to my car. I'm kind of embarrassed by his behavior, but I'm determined to be polite. Obviously, I'm not in the mood for no kissing, nada. I just want to go home and lick my wounds. So I say, well, thank you for dinner, intending that to be the end of the date. I turn around to enter my car when suddenly he reaches out, grabs my face in a stronghold, plants a kiss on my lips, winks, gets in his car, and drives off. The end.